To Everything There Is a Season by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. To everything there is a season. There is a time and purpose under heaven, as the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 4. What season do you think are we in with this pandemic we are going through these days? What do you feel God is trying to tell you to do? I know I feel antsy about it. I just want to get going and get back to what is normal again. But as I was thinking about it more on it today, could it be God is trying to say something to us, to me? Maybe God is trying to say He wants me to spend more time with Him. Could it be? What do you feel like God is telling you in this season of worldwide quarantine and lockdown? Have you asked Him about it? We want to get going. We want it back to how it was before this lockdown. But what if there is more on the horizon that is coming that only God can see? What if this season of lockdown and quarantine is to actually give us the time to seek Him out and find Him? To keep us from our busy lives so that we can actually take the time to know His voice. What if He is actually trying to prepare us for something that we will be going through down the road? And unless we know His voice and know His comforting presence, we will probably not be able to go through it or bear it. In the book of Isaiah, God called for His people to weep and mourn, to cry and humble themselves before God. According to the scriptures, it was a day of trouble and perplexity and confusion. God was showing His people that trouble was coming upon them. Their enemies are going to be upon them. So God was telling His people to call on Him and seek His face. He wants His people to have a big prayer meeting everywhere in the land so that He can come and intervene on their behalf and save them. But instead, the people did the opposite of what God asked them to do. Instead, they had a big street party, eating and drinking and making merry. They were saying, "Well, we better get happy now, drink and be merry, because we will end up dead anyway." They totally ignored God's warning. God told prophet Isaiah that this was iniquity in His eyes that could not be purged. He was asking them to pray for their situation so that He can come and save them. Instead, they hardened their hearts against Him and partied. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till ye die, saith the Lord God of hosts. Isaiah 22, verses 12 through 14. This is what I feel that the Bible tells us, that to everything under heaven, there is a time and a purpose. Is it our time now to consider this and return to the Lord? To turn to Him and say, "Father, here I am. Help me to know You and hear Your voice. Help me to find and know Your strength. Help me to be prepared for what is coming down the road that only you can see. Please, Jesus, come and save me. Save me and do not let me be lost. The best weapon we have against any disasters in this life, especially against the plans and schemes of the enemy of our souls, is our relationship with Jesus Christ. The more we know Him and are close to Him, the more we will be able to deal with this life and the temptations the enemy can bring. The disasters we hear about all over the news and in our world don't have to frighten us. We know and we understand who is in control. God's voice and His presence will give us the strength to face whatever the enemy and life throws at us. We will never have to feel overwhelmed or taken by surprise when God is with us. He gives strength and He gives counsel. He will show us what to do and He will speak peaceful words to us. He will save us no matter what happens. He will always provide for everything we can ever need. Whether in peace or tumult, our job should always be to find the Lord and find His strength. Don't wait until the bad stuff is happening at your door to find God. It might be too late then. Now is the time of salvation, the scripture tells us. Now is the time to seek God's face and find Him. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Have you heard of the calm before the storm? That's what I feel like with this pandemic. Even though it might look like it's already a disaster with people dying all over the world, I feel that on the other hand, God is trying to get us to sit still and find Him. I hope it's just me, but this is what I feel, that He wants us to take advantage of this time being cooped up at home to find Him, to know His voice, and to know His will. Let's be honest, if we didn't have this pandemic, we wouldn't have this lockdown and quarantine to keep many of us at home. Surely, as the Bible states, there is a time and a purpose under heaven, there is a purpose for this. Surely, it cannot be that we're being quarantined for no other reason, but just to keep us from getting infected with the virus. Cannot be that simple. There is a greater purpose. With God, nothing is wasted. Nothing is a coincidence. With the world getting affected by this pandemic, not just in America, China, or remote parts of the world, but all over the world, you can believe there is a greater purpose with God and heaven for this. This, I believe, is for the saving of our souls. He is not allowing this worldwide phenomenon just to see how we will react to it. Will we be patient? Will we be nice still to one another? God is not letting us go through this just for fun or so that we can acquire gold coins to enter heaven. There is more to this. But what is it? What is His purpose? That is our job to find out, to look closer to God and ask Him what His purpose is with this pandemic. In any situation, I always believe in asking the Lord why I am going through what I am going through. Whenever I am going through a trial or a heartache, I am always seeking Him and asking Him, Lord, what's going on? What is it? Why am I going through this? It's not to question His judgment on allowing things to happen in my life, but to inquire of His purpose for me to go through it. I want to learn the lesson He's teaching me, or if He is trying to show me something. I am almost sure and certain that nothing is a coincidence with God and this pandemic. In my spirit, I will tell you what I feel. I feel that God wants us to prepare for something that is going to happen still. Something is coming down the pike that only God can see. And it doesn't feel to me like it's going to be something pretty and joyful. I hope it's just me, because I hate being the bearer of bad news. But this is strongly what I feel. He wants us to sit still and find Him, so that whatever is coming down the road, we will be able to stand through it and face it with Him. Yes, unfortunately, as I had written in my blog post last month, on whatever happens, God is in control. Satan is out to get the inhabitants of this world. He is out to weary the saints of God. The signs are everywhere, letting us know that God is coming soon. Because Satan wants to put an end to this world. He hates people. He will try his very best to get us all to destroy one another. With countries competing for nuclear weapons and amassing weapon systems, what do you think will happen in the end? Between this pandemic and whatever else other governments are scheming, one crazy leader or person detonating a nuclear bomb will finish us all. Isn't that what we're all afraid of? It's no surprise. Satan hates seeing people alive and being happy, getting saved and loving God. The very thought of us being alive riles him up. The sooner he's done with us, the sooner his fight with God will be over. That's why God is coming soon, because the people of God are crying out to him and begging him to put an end to all these disasters and sorrow we're facing in this world. Aren't you tired of seeing this world go through sadness after sadness, misery after misery? Aren't you tired of being afraid for your life and the future of this world? Aren't you tired of seeing people destroy themselves? Isn't it time the Lord comes and brings down the new heaven and new earth and wipe away all tears from the face of the earth? Who wants peace in this world? If you say, I do, then God is coming to grant that prayer. He wants to bring peace to this world. He wants to grant the prayers of His people and the cries of the inhabitants of this world. The heat, therefore, is upon Satan. He and his cohorts, more than ever before, are going to create sorrow and sadness, the likes of we have not seen before. Satan wants to make people so miserable, especially the saints of God. He wants to weary us and discourage us so that we will give up the fight of faith and stop praying and believing in Jesus Christ. That's why it's so crucial to spend this time that God has allowed for the whole of mankind to find Him and prepare our souls for what is coming in the days ahead. Because if we're not prepared for it, how are we going to make it? Today is a time to appreciate the opportunity God is giving to us to find Him. Don't murmur about it. Don't complain about it. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness. They hated being in the wilderness with the manna for their only food for bread and the water coming out of the rock. They wanted the fish and the cucumbers and all the nice food and delicacies Egypt had available for them. They were sick of the manna and being in the wilderness. They weren't thankful at all. Did you ever read about them thanking Moses or Aaron for bringing them out of slavery? No, I don't remember at all. Almost always, instead, they were complaining about them. Complaining didn't get them anywhere, though. Complaining made it worse for them. Believe me, I am with the rest of you. Let's get on with the normal already. I want to be happy and carefree like it was before. I want the restaurants to open and my craft stores to be available for me again. Come on. After all, what is life about but to enjoy it, isn't it? Yet on reflection, is it really the time for that under heaven? Is that really where we are right now? What if God is trying to say something to us, to me? Maybe I better listen. Maybe it's time to listen. I've got to listen if I want what's good for me in the end. I've got to take heed to what the Holy Spirit is saying, whether I like it or not. There will be happiness and laughter soon enough. There will be joy and gladness down the road. I'm sure God will bring that too. But for the meantime, maybe God is saying to me and to you, find me, sit with me, and know my voice, because you are going to need it in the coming days. Maybe that's the time God has for us right now to do under heaven. Maybe it is that time again to seek the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 4, verse 10. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verse 36. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10, verse 10. Prayer. Father, I thank you that you are faithful. Your thoughts concerning me are always good, not evil. I thank you that your love for me endures until the end. Father, you are not letting me go through this lockdown and quarantine to punish me or to make me unhappy. Your desire is always for my good. I pray, therefore, Lord Jesus, for your grace and help be upon me today to find you. Help me to learn to know your voice so I can hear you speak to me and I will know it's you. I feel like you are saying, come to me and drink. Come to me and find my strength. The world is getting crazier and scarier. Only you, Father, know what is coming down the pike. Only you know how to prepare me. Please help me to listen to you and spend time in your presence. Help me to share with you my heart and my thoughts and find your strength. Help me to know what your desires are for me in these days and in the coming months. Help me to seek your face, Father, and know your will. I pray this in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.